Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, March the 9th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue today to take a look at the things that are happening around us. Our lives are filled with the signs that you have given such a long time ago. And we're grateful for how you have treated us and informed us in advance. Also, given us the strength necessary to stand. We come today asking that you would continue to give us the understanding necessary and the conviction that we will not surrender. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today I'd like to deal with the subject, the Vatican Bank. Now, if you remember that back on the 7th, we dealt with the subject, the Rothschilds return, and one of the articles there that we read was from an article entitled "Dangerous Alliance of Rothschild and Vatican of Francis," and of course the Rothschilds are these rich people who have go all the way back in history. So that was what we dealt with on the 7th. Now on the 8th we moved forward and we dealt with the Rothschilds again, in which we said that the Rothschilds return. We dealt with a subject there from Politico, which says CEOs join Vatican in push for system change. And it is in that article that we discovered that there's an organization called the Council for Inclusive Capitalism. Let me say it again. The Council for Inclusive Capitalism. That includes hundreds of international corporations and wealthy men. And one of the paragraphs that we read from that organization says, organizations with $10.5 trillion in assets under management and a further $2.1 trillion of market value, with around 200 million workers and in 163 countries participating under the moral guidance of His Holiness Pope Francis. And that's the kind of organization that has been put together. Now this is something that is going to be very important that we're going to have to take a serious look at in the future. But I'm just trying to see if I can get you accustomed to understanding the significance of this organization. So that today I want to take a look at an article found in the Zubida Jaffer website. Let me spell that website for you. Z-U-B-E-I-D-A. Zubida Jaffer, J-A-F-F-E-R, website. And the article was updated on December the 2nd, 2018. Now, the title of the article, the title of the subject for today is The Vatican Bank, and the title of the article is The Catholic Church is the Biggest Financial Power on Earth. The title of the article again: The Catholic Church is the biggest financial power on earth. Again, the website is Zubida Jaffer. That's the website. Updated December the 2nd, 2018. Here's the article. Have you ever wondered how wealthy the church really is? In his book, The Vatican Billions, writer and philosopher Avril Manhattan gives us a glimpse of the true financial worth of the Catholic Church. The Vatican has large investments with the Rothschilds of Britain, France, and America, with the Hambros Bank, with the Credit Suisse in London and Zurich. In the United States, it has large investments with Morgan Bank, the Chase Manhattan Bank, the First National Bank of New York, and Bankers Trust Company, and others. The Vatican has billions of shares in the most powerful international corporations such as Gulf Oil, Shell, General Motors, Bethlehem Steel, General Electric, International Business Machines, that's IBM, TWA, etc. Some idea of the real estate and other forms of wealth controlled by the Catholic Church may be gathered by the remark of a member of the New York Catholic Conference, namely, that his church probably ranks second only to the United States government in total annual purchase. Another statement made by a nationally syndicated Catholic priest perhaps is even more telling. The Catholic Church, he said, must be the biggest corporation in the United States. We have a branch office in every neighborhood. Our assets and real estate holdings must exceed those of Standard Oil, AT&T, and U.S. Steel combined. And our roster of dues-paying members must be second only to the tax rolls of the United States government. The Catholic Church, once all her assets had been put together, is the most formidable stockbroker in the world. The Vatican, independently of each successive pope, has been increasingly oriented towards the U.S. The Wall Street Journal said that the Vatican's financial deals in the U.S. alone were so big that very often it sold or bought gold in lots of a million or more dollars at one time. The Vatican's treasure of solid gold has been estimated by the United Nations World Magazine to amount to several billion dollars. A large bulk of this is stored in gold ingots with the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank, while banks in England and Switzerland hold the rest. But this is just a small portion of the wealth of the Vatican, which is in the U.S. alone, is greater than that of the five wealthiest giant corporations of the country. When to that is added all the real estate, the property, the stocks and shares abroad, then the staggering accumulation of the wealth of the Catholic Church becomes so formidable as to defy any rational assessment. The Catholic Church is the biggest financial power, wealth accumulator, and property owner in existence. She is a greater possessor of material riches than any other single institution, corporation, bank, giant trust, government, or state of the whole globe. The Pope, as the visible ruler of this immense amassment of wealth, is consequently the richest individual of the 20th century. No one can realistically assess how much he is worth in terms of billions of dollars. Mr. Manhattan asks one of the most challenging questions regarding the moral condition of the Catholic Church. Here's the question. Jesus was the poorest of the poor. Roman Catholicism, which claims to be his church, is the richest of the rich, the wealthiest institution on earth. How come that such an institution, ruling in the name of this same itinerant preacher, Christ Jesus, whose want was such that he had not even a pillow upon which to rest his head, is now so top-heavy with riches that she can rival indeed, that she can put to shame the combined might of the most redoubtable financial trust, of the most potent industrial supergiants, of the most prosperous global corporations of the world? I would love to hear the Pope answering that question. I have no interest in their wealth from a personal perspective, but I am outraged of their corporation. I am outraged of their corruption as a member of the human species. Their wealth is so big that they could create sustainable social programs to end famine on earth. They have the power and the means to oppose wars. They have the financial resources to create an eco-friendly planet. But how could they be willing to invest in green technology when they have huge investments in oil and gas cars manufacturers? In fact, the Iraqi and Afghanistan wars perfectly suit their financial investments. In conclusion, religion is financially and morally corrupt. Priests from all over the planet, please open your minds and hearts and stop indoctrinating your followers. Stop singing about fairy tales and start facing the true challenges that lay ahead of us. Confront your superiors and start preaching the truth. What is your religion? I have been asked this question many times. I was born a Christian, but I have no religion. Though I am a spiritual person, I would never knowingly harm another human being or any living creature on earth. I am hopefully becoming a better human being with each passing day. I'm bringing my small contribution to the human species along with every single day, knowing that only together we will achieve a positive future for mankind and for our beautiful planet. Mostly, I'm following my path towards the purest spirituality, and hopefully I will be able to achieve it someday. I don't have leaders and I don't want to become one. I'm not following anyone and I don't want to be followed by anyone. You can achieve your highest good and the highest good of others by finding your true path. Follow your heart and you will walk it by tomorrow. Well, that's the end of that article, and it's quite expressive and filled. This is Zubeda Jaffer website. The article was published on December the 2nd, 2018, and the title of the article is "The Catholic Church is the Biggest Financial Power on Earth." Now, just in case you don't know him or you think, well, who's this guy who's writing this article? I thought I would choose another article from someone who would know, or an organization that would know this. And I went to Forbes' website. Forbes. And there is an article published in Forbes on June the 26th, 2012. And the title of the article is "The Vatican Bank, the Most Secret Bank in the World." Let me give you the website again. It's the Forbes website. And it was published on June the 26th, 2012. And the title of the article is "The Vatican Bank, the Most Secret Bank in the World." Here's that article. Italian prosecutors have now detained the former head of the Vatican Bank after searching his home and former offices for suspected criminal behavior. Catholics and followers of the Holy See will be disappointed to learn that the Vatican Bank's appearance to be embroiled in yet another financial scandal. After a number of embarrassing episodes in recent years, the Pope pledged to comply with international standards on illicit finance and clean up the bank's image. The European Union has an important role to play in helping the Vatican mitigate risk and come into full compliance. The Financial Action Task Force, set up by the G7 to combat money laundering and terrorist financing, has a responsibility as well. The Institute for Works and Religion, commonly referred to as the Vatican Bank, is a privately held financial institution located inside. Founded in 1942, the IOR role is a safeguard and administrative property intended for works of religion and charity. The bank accepts deposits only from top church officials and entities, according to Italian legal counselor Simito Caridi. It is run by a president, but overseen by five cardinals who report directly to the Vatican and the Vatican Secretary of State. Because so little is known about the bank's daily operations and transactions, it has often been called the most secret bank in the world. The bank's president, Tadishi, a well-known and well-regarded figure throughout European banking and social circles, was effectively sacked when the board passed a unanimous no-confidence vote in late May. Hired in 2009 with the hope that he would clear the IOR's reputation, he was fired, according to the Vatican announcement, because he failed to fulfill the primary functions of his office. Now, of course, this article describes all of the issues that the Vatican Bank has been experiencing. And it is because they don't really comply with anything else that anybody else is doing. They do what they want. And because the Vatican is a sovereign nation, meaning you can't go into the Vatican and bring anybody out, because it is a sovereign nation. They are capable of doing anything they want and working across the entire globe as they so feel fit. So that article you'll find in Forbes, and you know, Forbes magazine, Forbes website. the title of that article again is The Vatican Bank, the Most Secret Bank in the World. And if you didn't, if you're not accustomed to looking at Forbes website, I thought I would choose another article, a final article, that you would be a little bit more acquainted with, the website. And the website is the Bank of America. Bank of America website. And this article is a recent one. It was published on December the 8th, 2020. The title of the article is The Council for Inclusive Capitalism with the Vatican. A new alliance of global business leaders launches. Now let me read that again for you. The Council for Inclusive Capitalism with the Vatican. A new alliance of global business leaders launches. Now notice the word, a new alliance, but notice it's global. It's not just one country. And it also includes all of the coming together of all of the businesses and the leaders of these businesses. This is a new organization called the Council for Inclusive Capitalism. Now there's a subtext to that heading, which says this. The council answers the challenge by Pope Francis to apply principles of morality to business and investment practices. Organizations commit to create action to create a more equitable, sustainable, and trusted economic system. So now you've got all of these big businesses, all of these corporations coming together under the leadership of the papacy, under the leadership of Pope Francis. Here's some of that article. The Council for Inclusive Capitalism with the Vatican, a historic new partnership between some of the world's largest investment and business leaders and the Vatican, launched today. It signifies the urgency of joining moral and market imperatives to reform capitalism into a powerful force for the good of humanity. Under the moral guidance of His Holiness Pope Francis and His Eminence Cardinal Peter Turkson, who leads that organization, they are inspired by the moral imperative of all faiths. The council invites companies of all sizes to harness the potential of the private sector to build a fairer, more inclusive, and sustainable economic foundation for the world. Now notice they're moving in the direction not just of business, but they want to put together all faiths. Notice, all faiths. Continuing. The council is led by a core group of global leaders known as Guardians for Inclusive Capitalism, who meet annually with Pope Francis and Cardinal Turkson. These leaders represent more than $10.5 trillion in assets under management, and companies with over $2.1 trillion of market capitalization, over 200 million workers in over 163 countries also are a part of this organization. The organization challenges business and investment leaders of all sizes to embrace the council's guiding principles and to make public commitments to act on them. These collective actions are intended to lead to systemic change by making capitalism a greater force for inclusivity and sustainability. And that is the direction in which these people are now heading. So notice, this is not just going to be a business organization now, but it's going to be led and monitored and controlled by Pope Francis. So now you've got all of the businesses, all of the major corporations. Let me give you those numbers again. And it's really an amazing thing, you know. 163 countries, 200 million workers, with the major corporations, or more than $10.5 trillion in assets. That is what that organization is going to be, to control what happens financially globally. And then, of course, I see here in the article a list of the men who are a part of the Guardians. I'm not going to even bother to read this list for you because it's quite a long list. But perhaps what I should do is, instead of giving you their names, just give you some of the corporations that these people are associated with. MasterCard, DuPont, Coped, Global Chairman, Brunello, Estee Lauder, and Johnson & Johnson. When you go down the list, and I would suggest that you take a look at that list, it'll blow your mind, because you will find that most of the corporations that you deal with on almost a daily basis, you will find that they are a part of this organization. Ford Foundation, etc., MetLife, Kering, the Rockefeller Foundation, of course. What is happening here is simple. Ultimately, not only are all of the churches going to be brought together, but the major business operations are being brought together also. So that what you find happening here is a coming together of all sorts of organizations. And ultimately, this will be the healing of the wound to a place where the papacy will be in total and absolute control of all of the aspects of our lives. This is what God has warned us about. And I'd like for you to read this article for yourself, because we can't read the whole thing for you. This last article is found in Bank of America website. It was published on December the 8th, 2020. And the title of that article is "The Council for Inclusive Capitalism with the Vatican. A New Alliance of Global Business Leaders Launched." The article that we read prior to that is from the Forbes website. "The Vatican Bank, the most secret bank in the world." And the first article that we took a look at today is found in the Zubeda Jeffra website. "The Catholic Church is the biggest financial power on earth." God has told us about this. Are you ready? We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have warned us in advance concerning all that we're seeing occurring. We ask you, Lord, that you would give us the strength that is necessary and the kind of commitment that comes through faith, so that we might trust in you and depend upon you, knowing that you have promised to take care of your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again today, we must thank you for your consistency in listening to the broadcast each and every day. We're grateful that God has drawn us together that we can study. And we'd like to make an appeal to you that you make a contribution to this ministry so that we might be able to finance our continued service in this area. God bless you and thank you. This has been your Daily Briefing, March the 9th, 2021.